Chicago Theater of the Air. The second of a Saturday evening series of the world's greatest operettas, WGN and the Mutual Network present that delightful satire on things military, the Oscar Strauss operetta, The Chocolate Soldier, starring Miss Marion Clare and James Melton, music by Henry Weber, and produced by William A. Bacher. We take our places now with Chicago's finest in the blue and silver setting of the Chicago Theater of the Air. Again tonight, we hope you can sense with us an almost first-night feeling of gaiety and high spirits and expectancy. The Chocolate Soldier is one of those light-hearted operettas that you just can't take seriously, and yet it contains some of the most beautiful of all operetta music. Just listen to that crowd. It seems as though the charm and animation of this gayest of all operettas has spread to the audience as well as the cast and chorus. The spirit is one of a grand time, light-hearted and carefree. And in times like these, this evening's gaiety is doubly welcome. The studio is crowded with first-nighters and celebrities. Every seat in the studio is taken. And to my left, we just caught a glimpse of Gladys Wolfhout and Helen Jepsen as they've entered the listener's booth. And now we've just a moment to introduce this evening's stars to our radio audience. First, our lovely prima donna of the operetta series, who tonight sings the role of Nadina Popoff, Miss Marion Clare. May we very briefly describe Miss Clare's gown for you. The flaming scarlet chiffon put on flowing lines with a sea-green satin girdle and a turban of matching color wound into her blonde hair. And now, a gifted singer and grand fellow. Chicago remembers him for his superb performance in Bittersweet here in the same theater last May. We feel almost he's one of our own. We are proud indeed to present him this evening in the role of Lieutenant Bummerly. Ladies and gentlemen, that romantic favorite of the stage, the screen, and the air, James Melton. We'll pause here now for our musical director, Henry Weber, as he makes his way to the conductor's stand. Mr. Weber taps for attention. Ladies and gentlemen, that carefree and colorful satire on war and romance, The Chocolate Soldier, is on the air. Overture. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're ready for the Chocolate Soldier. The setting for our play is in Bulgaria, which has been at war with its neighboring country, Serbia, for the past 2 years. The time is late one night in the year 1885. The opening scene is the comfortable bedroom of the beautiful Nadina Popoff, daughter of Colonel Kazimir Popoff of the Bulgarian Army. There goes the warning signal, and as our curtain rises, we find Nadina, her mother Aurelia, and her attractive cousin Masha at the bedroom window as they listen disconsolately to the stirring marching song of a long line of soldiers as they tramp, tramp, tramp through the darkness of the night to the distant battlefield.
Marching right, in the moon, the stars are shining. Poor and sweet, aren't we a fighting? Pretty maidens, we will sing for the bliss that we miss.
There they go.
Oh, how weary our soldiers must be, Mama.
Yes, Nadina, my child. War is a weary business.
Especially when it lasts 2 years.
We mustn't complain, Nadina. Think how brave our Bulgarian soldiers are. Think of your father and your brave fiancé, Major Alexius, out there on the battlefield, dying for us. Oh, it is such a wonderful feeling, isn't it, Masha?
Dead men don't interest me, Aunt Aurelia. I like mine alive.
Hush, Masha, you should be ashamed. Now, what are you saying about Nadina?
I'm thinking of how lonely they must be. Father and my Alexius and all the Bulgarian soldiers fighting against Serbia.
Fighting without love for duty.
Yes, but think how lonely we Bulgarian women are. Waiting with love to do our duty. We too are lonely.
Fighting for duty, dying for beauty, it's soldier love. We two are lonely, oh so lonely, lonely and sad. Oh, how we miss them, long to feel them, soldiers live and love. We would be meeting, don't keep up.
Mama, more soldiers are coming.
They're searching for someone.
Some of the enemy must have escaped. Listen.
The soldiers have gone again.
Maybe now we can get some sleep.
Ah, me. Life is sad without a man.
Life is lonely, sad and lonely if you have not come to me. Life is lonely, then deny it. Lonely women watch her keeping, her the softest eyes are weeping. Not for you we have been waiting much too long. I thought I'm stating for a kiss I'm nearly dying. Oh, this waiting is most trying. There's a list of mischief brewing, but it's leading, nothing doing. If we live too long alone, we shall be but thin and worn. If he has not come in sight, bad, 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 all men are out of sight. Bad, bad, bad,
we must do the best we can.
What can we do, minus man? We're unhappy,
what's nothing without man?
Life is lonely, not at all, if you haven't got a man.
Life is lonely, sad and lonely if you haven't got a man.
Life is lonely, not enough if you can.
Come, little Masha, we'll say good night and go to bed.
Yes, Aunt Aurelia.
Nadina, daughter, to bed with you. Come. What are you doing, child?
Why, nothing, Mama.
Oh, yes, Cousin Nadina, I saw you. You were hiding Major Alexis's picture under your pillow.
Oh, why not? Am I not engaged to marry Major Alexius? He's my hero. I think of him all day.
And I dream of him all night.
Marcia, I forbid you to dream of Alexius. He's my hero. My affianced husband. Come, come, girl.
Well, I can't help dreaming about him, can I? I love to dream about heroes.
What does a hero mean to you, you silly girl? A uniform.
Well, that's about all there is to any hero.
Oh, how little you understand the heroic nature. My Alexius wrote that he won the Battle of Slavinsky practically single-handed, didn't he, Mama?
Yes, Nadina.
I can see our brave Bulgarian cavalry charging the enemy. My Alexius at the head. Alone, all alone, he captures the first cannon, the second cannon, the third.
And, of course, the fourth.
He captures the entire Serbian cavalry. My hero.
A hero.
Our hero.
Ah, Alexis, as I gaze upon your photograph, I ask myself this question. Shall I ever be worthy of your love? My hero.
I have a true and noble lover. He's my sweetheart, all my own. His light on earth to shine is over. His heart is mine and mine alone. We may don't cross each to the other.
Soldier hero. Good night, Nadina, my child. Say good night to your cousin, Masha. Oh,
good night, Masha. Please turn on the light.
Yes. There you are. Good night, cousin Nadina. Sweet dreams of your hero.
Oh, heavens, what was that? Oh, oh, they're firing outside my window. Oh, who's there? Who opened those shutters?
Quiet. Where am I?
You're in a lady's boudoir.
Is the lady married or single?
Single.
Thank heaven.
Leave my room at once or I shall scream for help.
Be quiet. Turn up the light. Hurry. Our acquaintance is too short to be continued in the dark.
I'm going to scream.
Will you turn up that light?
I shall do as I please.
Woman?
And it pleases me to turn up the light. There.
Well, better. Now we can see where we are. Ah, the lady is beautiful. And young. Excuse these precautions. You recognize my uniform? Serbian capture means death.
A soldier afraid of death?
All soldiers are, dear lady. It's our business to live as long as we can and to kill as many of the enemy as possible.
Do you know what I'm going to do with you?
Yes, you're going to hide me.
What? Hide you?
Certainly. You wouldn't have them find me in your room.
Oh, I care nothing for that. You are a Serbian.
No, you're wrong. I'm a Swiss. Lieutenant Pommelet, Commissary Department, Serbian Army.
That makes no difference. You fought against my country.
Well, I was purely accidental. By mistake, I was shifted to the front lines and I was forced to fight to save my life. I was captured, escaped, pursued by your Bulgarian soldiers until I climbed up the water spout to your balcony. And here I am.
And you can leave the same way you came.
Oh, impossible. I'm too tired. I haven't slept for 48 hours. I should fall and break my neck. Permit me to be seated, dear lady.
Oh, how dare you sit there. Get up.
I couldn't possibly do it. I'm too tired. Oh, what a relief.
Did anyone see you enter?
I really can't say. Now, if I only had something to eat and drink. Have you anything to eat in this room?
Certainly not.
Too bad. Perhaps my cartridge box here. No. Not a chocolate drop left. Not even one.
Chocolate drop? You, a soldier, eat chocolate drops?
Well, why not? I always have them in my cartridge box.
But where do you carry your cartridges?
Cartridges? Oh, I never have any.
Oh.
Oh, contemptible.
Yes, isn't it?
I suppose you'd enjoy some of the caramels in this box.
Oh, would I? Try me.
Here. Sorry, there's so few left.
Mmm. Mmm. Delicious. Dear lady, you are an angel. You know, surprising as it may seem to you, I'd much rather eat caramels than fight Bulgarians. Marvelous flavor.
Oh, when you call yourself a soldier.
A soldier of sorts, dear lady.
I call you a chocolate soldier.
Oh, you little fox, a soldier, now. You're so sweet and little. Oh, you funny chocolate soldier, man. For you, I feel great pity. Oh, you silly chocolate soldier, man. Oh, you silly chocolate soldier, man. Just made so sweet on this earth. So sweet and man. If you hear a full-grown maiden
I am a warrior by trade, and not a soldier heaven made. I studied shooting, practiced riding, I studied fencing, fate deciding. I am a warrior by chance, and not a hero of romance.
Oh, you live.
I am a soldier, a soldier, man, me sweet and pretty.
I had thought of it, but I've forgotten.
You must leave. You see, I'm engaged to be married to the great Alexius.
Oh, really? And who, pray, is the great Alexius?
The great Bulgarian hero who captured the Serbians. He doesn't eat chocolate. He fights and wins. He captures flags, cannons, enemies. That's why I love him.
Poor devil.
Because I love him?
No, because he's so busy.
Were you at the Battle of Slavinsky?
I was. And how I pitied the poor devil who led the charge of the Bulgarian artillery. You know, his horse was running away with him, right toward our Serbian lines.
I don't believe it.
And when he found out he couldn't stop, he yelled for his men to follow him. On they came, right into the teeth of our Serbian artillery. Oh, oh, how we laughed. Until we discovered that we had the wrong ammunition, couldn't fire a shot. And then your heroic Bulgarians captured us right and left.
Would you know the Bulgarian hero who led that charge if you saw him again?
Oh, no, and could I ever forget him?
Look at this photograph.
Hmm?
Is this the man?
Let's see. Yes. Guess that's the jackass. You know him.
He is to be my husband.
Oh, so this is the great Alexis.
Oh, stop it. You're to leave this room at once, or...
Or what? Here, let me give you my revolver. There.
Well, will you go away this instant or I'll shoot you? One, two...
Three. Why don't you fire it? Go on, pull the trigger.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
Go on, it's not loaded.
Oh, you wretch. Haven't you one decent feeling?
Yes. My feeling for you. A strange, sweet feeling I've never felt before. Please, dear lady, between us two... There is a bond of sympathy.
No. No, there's nothing between us. I hate you.
My life is sweet, I hold it dear. All death is gruesome, dark and drear. I love beyond all measure. My life, therefore, I treasure. I love to live and live to love. So do not care to go above, but death would have no fear for me if I possessed your sympathy. My life is sweet, my home is near, all death is true, some dark and real. I love the unknown.
Merciful heavens, what was that? Oh, the Bulgarians.
Yes, the Bulgarians. They've tracked me here. Now I'll have a long rest.
No, no, wait. Who is it? Who's at the door? My cousin Marcia and my mother. Hurry. You must hide from them. In there, in the closet.
Thank you, dear lady. Oh, my revolver.
Oh, no, no. There's no time to get it now. Leave it there on the couch. I'm coming, Mother.
Don't lose your head, dear lady. If you do, I lose mine.
Oh, my dear, dear Nadina.
What is it? What's the trouble, Marcia?
The Bulgarian soldiers are coming, Nadina.
They're looking for a Serbian spy.
They're hiding in this hall.
In your room, Nadina.
In my room? They insult me.
Oh, here they come.
Yes, barbarians, yes, barbarians.
This is your announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I just couldn't resist the temptation to break in and describe this entrance of the Bulgarian soldiers, one of the high comic spots of our operetta. The best way I can describe them is to remind you of the old Keystone movie cops, their words. And at their head marches the most comic figure of all, the huge massacring Massacross, 7 foot of quivering bulk and mustachio, dressed in red tunic for bulk, I mean, green baggy trousers, yellow sash, and to top it all, a hat that beggars description. They make their entrance with the comedy song, Seek the Spy.
For a man we search, that is clear.
Oh,
a foe.
He is the heel of the first below.
I am your greatest hero, Spy. If you doubt me, then you'll be fine. Had any foes sought refuge here, it would have cost him very dear.
You're a hype, the foe.
I tell you now, and what I say is no.
Under the corner of the rug.
See, I've told you the truth, Master Croft. There's no spy here.
Pray pardon my intrusion. I hope you'll be so kind. Though covered with confusion, the spy will surely find. All in. Are you all in?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes, yeah. Barbarians. Yes, barbarians. When they fight the war, Bulgarians.
Heaven, the soldiers have gone. Nadina, where is he?
Where is who?
The spy, the one who bought this revolver here on the couch.
Mother, put that revolver down. There's no one here.
Oh, please, Cousin Nadina. We won't tell anyone if you'll just let us take a teeny peek at
No, no, there's no one.
Come on now, Nadina. It's so long since we've seen a man.
But I tell you...
Come, Daddy.
If they wish to see me, let them. I have no objection.
Summerlee, there he is, the spy.
A handsome Serbian.
No, not Serbian, dear lady. Swiss, non-combatant, commissary department. And you, are you the kind Miss Nadina's sister?
Sister? Oh, thank you, no. I'm her mother.
Married or single? My mistake. But you're young enough to be her sister.
Oh, I am the wife of Casimir Popov, colonel in the Bulgarian army.
And I am Lieutenant Bummerly. Very weary, very worn, but At your service.
Oh, you poor dear. Lucina, do bring the poor dear something to eat.
Ah, the moment we met, I knew you were sympathetic.
Isn't he sweet? Oh, bring something to drink too, Nadina. Champagne.
Yes, Papa, I'll bring it.
Oh, champagne. My, how sympathetic you are. Now, if I only had some other clothes.
Clothes? What for?
Well, if I'm captured in this uniform, I shall be shot.
Oh, no, no, the poor dear. I'll lend you some of my husband's clothes. Masha.
Yes, Aunt Irene.
Masha, go get your Uncle Casimir's house coat.
Yeah, and Uncle Casimir's house trousers, too.
Casimir's trousers? What for?
Well, for the sake of appearances. But, of course, if you don't care, I don't. I can go for once without.
Without what, Lieutenant?
Oh, just without. pardon. Can't keep awake.
Oh, the poor dear. Falling asleep right there in his chair.
Here, Mama, here's the food and drink.
The poor dear, he'll not need it now. He's asleep. Look, Nadina.
Here's Uncle Casimir's housecoat and...
He's asleep.
Mother, you're not going to give Father's housecoat to this Swiss.
Not so loud. I'm going to lend it to the poor dear who escaped him. Now, you two children run along. I'll watch over him until he awakes.
You'll do nothing of the kind. This is my room.
But he said I was sympathetic. He wants me to watch over him.
We'll take turns at watching him.
I'll be first. Oh, Nadina.
First or nothing. You, Mother, should be second and... Marsha, third.
I think it'd be safer.
If we all stayed together. Well, all right. Together we watch over him.
Until he leaves us in the morning. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Geronimo, Geronimo, tell no one. All in suspicion.
By calling our principals out on stage again with enthusiastic applause. Here they come, Miss Marion Clare, who sings the role of Medina, the chocolate soldier played so delightfully by James Melton, Masha, Aurelia, and our conductor, Henry Weather, turns to take his bow. And so we come to the second act of the chocolate soldier, whose real name is Lieutenant Bummerly, and whom you will last remember sleeping in the home of Nadina Popoff, with Nadina, Mama Popoff, and the niece Masha, watching excitedly over his untroubled sleep. It is now Maytime of the following year. The chocolate soldier has, of course, escaped, but Bulgaria has won the war. And there goes the warning, and as our curtain rises, we see the main street of the little Bulgarian town draped in flags, bright with flowers and signs of welcome, as all the townsfolk, including Nadina, her mother, and her cousin Masha, assemble in the square to cheer the homecoming of their brave and victorious hero.
Oh,
find your father.
Oh, I must find my Alexius first, Mama.
Oh, there's Alexius, Nadina.
Nadina!
Oh, Alexius, Alexius, my hero.
My Nadina.
Oh, Alexius, my hero. Oh, how tired you look.
Tired, Nadina? I, Major Alexius, am never tired.
Oh, but Alexius, you're not very demonstrative.
I'm never demonstrative.
You to be my husband.
Colonel Papa! There's the brave Colonel!
Well, and how's every little thing?
Oh, Casimir, you have come home. Can't you even pretend to be affectionate?
My dear wife, when you've caught your hare, the chase is over.
Ah, but there is Masha, my pretty little niece. Masha, come here.
That's the hare you don't chase. The season for nieces is closed.
Alexius, did you hear my wife's stern words? What do you say to that?
The season for heroes is never closed.
You're quite right, Alexius.
I'm never wrong, am I, Nadina?
Never, Alexius. Never.
Yeah. Colonel Popov, it was agreed that if I came back victorious, your daughter Nadina should become my wife on the day of my return.
True, Alexius, and today we'll celebrate this joyous occasion with a wedding.
Hooray!
Aurelia, get everything prepared. Musicians, make merry. Come, a TARDIS for the conquering hero.
Hooray!
What I need most after 2 years of fighting is some real food.
Is that all, Casimir?
That is all, my lovekins, for the present.
Huh.
Oh, Nadina, how good it is to be alone again.
My hero.
My queen.
I ought to be very proud of you, Alexius.
Indeed you ought.
Are you proud of me?
I'm never proud.
You forget yourself, Alexius.
I never forget myself.
Well, at least that's true.
Well, see here, you never spoke to me like this. You no longer love me.
What is love? I feel toward you the same as I've always felt. I admire your picture, and I wear your engagement ring.
Then a girl in the country consider herself most lucky to be in your place. Engage the hero of the Battle of Salamis.
Which reminds me. Tell me, Aurelia, how have you all been during our absence?
Oh, we've been well enough, Casimir. But tell us about the cavalry charge at Slavinsky.
Oh, no. Let Alexius tell you. He loves to talk about himself.
I never talk about myself. But if you wish it, certainly.
Yes, please tell us, Alexius.
Oh, yes, Alexius. Do.
Well, there stood the enemy batteries, the Serbians. Here stood our cavalry. I at their head. Suddenly a voice within me cried, "Capture the Serbian army! Alexius, capture them!" No sooner said than done. Do you know why?
Because the Serbians couldn't fire their guns.
What do you mean to suggest?
Nothing.
Nadina guessed right, Alexius. The Swiss soldier told us the Serbians didn't have the proper ammunition.
Wasn't my fault.
Casimir, who did you say told you a Swiss soldier?
Yes, and a jolly good fellow he was. And clever, too. In the commissary department of the Serbian army. We met him after the war was over, and he told us... Alexius, do you remember the tale he told us about his escape after that Slavinsky affair?
You mean his adventure with the three Bulgarian women whose names he wouldn't reveal?
Yes. he was a funny dog, that Bummerly.
Bummerly? Oh!
Yes, you see, he was captured by our soldiers. but he escaped by climbing up the side of a house and entering the sleeping apartment of a pretty Bulgarian miss who hid and protected him.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah, and then the young girl's mother and cousin came rushing in and fought to keep guard over him.
No.
Yes, they did. And Bummerly said the young lady's cousin sat on the bed with him.
She did not. I mean, she could not.
He also said the maiden in the night robe kissed him.
It's a lie.
Huh?
So, that is, I don't believe it.
And then he said the mother held his hand and stroked his hair.
Oh.
And he called her a flabby old dame.
Cousin, a young puppy.
And then, when the young Swiss left them in the morning, the flabby woman disguised him in her husband's house coat, saying, "The old fool will never know." Wasn't that funny?
Not very funny for the old fool.
Well, I think I'll put on my house coat. Let's just come on with me. I want to discuss the marriage.
Yes, Colonel, your pardon, ladies.
Bummerly, they know the whole story. Oh, this is a nightmare.
Bummerly, whose life, I say.
Yes, and what about Uncle Casimir's house coat?
Oh, heavens, he's in the house looking for it now.
Oh, quiet.
Listen, Mother, Marcia, who's that whistling?
I beg pardon, lady.
You!
Oh, Bummerly.
The chocolate soldiers.
Oh!
Wretch, how dare you return?
Get out. Get out.
Go away. Go at once.
Wait, dear ladies, wait. Tell me, came to return the coat you so generously loaned me when I escaped the Bulgarian.
The coat?
Aurelia! Where is my house coat?
Coming, Casimir. Coming.
Where is that house coat, Lieutenant Bummerly?
Here, in my valise.
Aurelia, hurry up. I want my house coat. Why, bless my soul. Look who's here. That funny Swiss.
Good day, Colonel Popo.
Why, my dear Bummerly, you've just come in time for the wedding.
Wedding? What wedding?
Why, the wedding of my daughter to Major Alexis, the hero of Slavinsky. Oh, you must attend.
No, Popoff. Oh, stop. I'm afraid I can't stay.
But you must. Here, give me your valise.
Oh, no. Here, I'll take the valise. Come along, everyone. You too, Casimir.
Oh, all right. See you later, my sweet friend.
Wait, I'm coming too, Mother.
Oh, dear lady, please, do not go.
Oh, don't speak to me. Well,
what have I done?
Why did you tell my father the story of our meeting?
Because I knew I should never see you again.
Then why have you come?
Because I couldn't stay away. Oh, dear lady, if only you'd loved me.
How do you know I don't?
What? You could marry one man while loving another? Oh, impossible.
Not at all. It's quite usual, I assure you.
Oh, alas, I cannot believe it. Oh, Nadina, I cannot witness your marriage to another. Farewell, Nadina. I said farewell.
Farewell.
Farewell. You're really prepared to marry that man, Alexis.
Mm-hmm, I am prepared. It is my duty. I must keep my promise.
Oh, if only I hadn't come too late. This song I would not have to sing.
I've never loved before, dear. That's why I am so sad.
If you could make that clear, dear, then would my heart be glad.
But you must wed another, and I must sigh alone. But if you were my wife, you would most happy be, yes, very happy be.
Be happy all my life if you were wed to me.
Of that there is no doubt. I know what I'm about. Each morning you should have a kiss at midday to maybe. Then at night, if you were polite, perhaps I'd give you three. Each morning you should have a kiss, at midday two maybe. And if at night you were polite, perhaps I'd give you three.
That would most lovely be.
That would most lovely be.
That would most lovely be.
Yes, lovely be. That would most lovely be.
The maiden said, "I'm sorry. A hero I must wed.
Her lover said, don't worry, be glad you are not dead.
But the time is drawing nearer, the bell will soon ring.
Then let him go, take me, you happy be with me, he will lead you, that's true.
Forward you,
betray you, run away,
there's plenty everywhere, so listen now, I pray. Each morning I can win a man, at midday to maybe.
Heavens, that's the neighbor who was searching for me the night I hid in your room.
But hide, Bummerly, hide.
You're too late, Nadina. They've arrived.
Remember the story Bummerly told us in camp?
Oh, betrayed, deceived. Oh, my daughter.
Father.
My wife.
Ezemiel.
My niece.
Uncle.
My household.
No, no, hear me out, Colonel Popoff. It was all quite innocent.
Innocent, you scoundrel. Is that the word they use when you spent the night in my bride's bedroom?
Listen, please, all of you, and I'll explain.
Forgive, forgive, forgive. Why was I there? I wish to live. For me were soldiers running, gunning. That kind of tension I was shunning. I climbed up there to save my skin. That's why I refuge sought within. Oh, what a sorry, sorry plight. Your daughter saved my life that night. She also wished to see me live. Forgive, forgive, forgive.
Never
forgive.
Yes, yes.
This has been our wedding day. Oh, what a sorry, sorry plight. Your daughter
saved my life that night. She also wished to see me live.
Forgive.
Lena, all is over
between you. Here, then, take back your ring, Alexis. I set you free.
Forgive. In dreams I once was your hero long, long ago. But now I am at zero. Yes, that I know. You have dismayed me. You have deceived me. You have betrayed me. My love, but you
I thought my hero long, long ago. But now you are a hero. Yes, that is so.
Come, he will disgrace you. I love you only.
Too much fun to take too much time between acts, so here we go. The third act of The Chocolate Soldier. The time is the afternoon of the same day as Act Two. The place is again the courtyard garden of Colonel Popoff's house. There's the buzzer, and as our curtain rises, we find that the guests are still hopefully awaiting the disentanglement of Medina's love affairs so they can have a wedding after all. And they're filling in the time with singing and dancing.
Medina has returned your ring.
I'm never sad.
But aren't you sorry that you cannot marry Medina?
I'm never sorry. I'm never anything.
Ah, Alexius. To me, you've always been a hero.
Yes, I do believe you're right, Major. You know, I once doubted myself while charging the enemy's batteries. But as soon as I learned they could not fire their guns, The heroic feelings that surged through me convinced me of my undying courage.
Oh, Alexius, you are indeed a near hero.
Yes, Masha, you desire to kiss me?
Oh, yes, but not until after we are married.
That's your sign. You are falling in love.
Yes, Alexius, falling in love.
Oh, when you smile and feel like dying. Oh, when you laugh, when you are sighing, and you can give no reason why, but still you long to sing and cry.
Oh, when the wood to you are calling, it is a sign that you are falling. Falling in love, yes, deep in love. Falling, falling, deep in love.
Ah, Alexius and Marcia playing Lovekins.
I never play Lovekins. I'm about to bestow my hand in marriage upon your cousin Marcia here because she does not entertain chocolate soldiers alone at night. And it may interest you to know I'm thinking of challenging this same chocolate soldier to a duel. So there, goodbye.
Alexius is very angry, Nadina.
Alexius is never anything, Marcia.
Do you mind that he's to marry me instead of you?
Oh, not at all, Marcia. I wish you happiness.
But what of you, Nadina? Will you marry the Swiss, the chocolate soldier?
What? After the things he said about us to my father? I should say not. I'm about to write him a letter. A letter he'll never forget.
Oh, if you'll excuse me, I'll go find my Alexius. I've something to tell him I wouldn't dare put into a letter.
Oh, now, let me see. I take my pen in hand. I dip it in the ink. I write.
My dear sir, Mr. Bumblebee, most grateful you are lost of me. The reason why I plainly take, the first one is you came too late. And secondly, you're much too smart to please a simple maiden heart. And thirdly, you're in all my plans.
In to see you?
Then drop out again. Of all the incident. And you can take this letter with you.
A letter? For me? May I read it now?
It makes no difference to me when you read it.
My dear sir, Mr. Bomberly, most hateful now you are to me. The reason why I plainly state, the first one is why you came too late. And secondly, you're much too smart to please a simple maiden's heart.
Maybe you're an awkward player. Your man is much too stiff and pale.
Don't let me see you anymore.
Oh, no, not anymore.
With love, Nadina Papa.
I thank you.
For what?
For the delicate manner in which this charming letter confesses your love for me.
Love? Oh, I despise you.
Ah, what tender thoughts. What graceful imagery. Forgive me, I'm quite overcome.
If you do not leave this place at once, I shall call the servants and have you thrown out. Do you hear me?
Oh, how she loves me.
Will you go?
No.
Then I will.
Oh, no, dear lady, one moment. You've convinced me of your love. Permit me to prove mine.
You dare speak of love to me? You...
Lieutenant Bummerly! Lieutenant Bummerly!
Oh, father.
I bring serious news, Bummerly. Major Alexis wishes to challenge you to a duel.
Oh, no, no, Papa.
Well, Bummerly, will you fight him?
No, I think not. But I accept his challenge.
What? You accept? But Alexis doesn't expect you to.
That's why I do.
Oh, no, Bummerly. Alexis will kill you.
Well, don't you wish me to die for you?
No, no.
Well, then I'll have to die for myself. Colonel Popoff, I ask you to be my second. Any arrangement you make will be more than satisfactory. Dear lady, I love you. Love you. Farewell.
And I hate you. Hate you. Oh, Papa, don't let him fight.
Don't let who fight? Alexis?
No, Bummerly.
But I thought you said you hate him.
I love him, too.
Are you crazy, Nadina?
Oh, Papa, I love him because I hate him, and I hate him because I love him. Can't you understand?
No, I'll be damned if I can. Get your mother. Get that Swiss. And let's get this over with.
See me, Colonel Popoff? Madame Popoff?
Yes.
Sit here, Lieutenant Bummerly.
Nadina!
What is it, Papa?
Sit here.
Oh.
Now listen, you two. Let's get down to cases.
Oh, in that case, Colonel Popoff, I beg to propose formally for the hand of your daughter, Nadina.
As her father, I accept.
And as her mother, so do I.
And I positively refuse.
Well, now, let's sit down and talk this thing over. Lieutenant Bummerly... The Popoffs are one of the most important families in Bulgaria.
All our silver is solid. Our tablecloths, sheets, napkins are all pure linen.
Well.
Oh, we are used to great luxuries.
Yes, and we keep our own horses. Four of them, to say nothing of a cow or several chickens. Now, young man, what have you to offer?
400 horses.
What?
400?
400. And 200 carriages.
Moreover,
I have 8,000 napkins, 7,000 sheets, 5,000 pillowcases, and 9,000 blankets.
Huh?
10,000 knives and forks and spoons, 1,200 rooms, 600 servants, and I speak three languages.
Oh.
Now there, can any man in Bulgaria offer as much?
Who are you, sir?
The Emperor of the Swiss?
I am the son and heir of the largest hotel proprietor in Switzerland.
That is doubled.
Yes, go and kiss Nadina.
With all the pleasure in the world.
No, no, don't you dare touch me. Don't you dare. Mama, Papa, I won't be sold to the highest bidder. I don't want to marry.
Here comes Alexis.
Stop your noise, Nadina. Here is Alexis. Where is this miserable Swiss?
Ha ha, there you are. You've accepted my challenge to the duel?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't believe you'll fight.
Bummerly wins in a canter.
Well, you're mistaken. I'll fight the puny little Swiss right here and now.
That suits me. Your sword, sir.
No, no, I forbid you to fight.
I too forbid
you. You, Masha? Why, what business is it of yours?
I love Alexis, and I'm going to marry him.
Well, Major Alexis.
I never...
Fight?
No, refuse a lady's wishes.
Well, I accept your apology. Ladies and gentlemen and heroes, I have the honor to bid you all a very good day.
Oh, the Swiss is leaving us. No, Bummerly, don't go.
You refuse me, Nadina?
No, I refuse the highest bidder.
You mean you'll accept your chocolate soldier?
Yes. Oh, Bummerly.
Dear little lady, I knew you loved me. And now may I have that kiss I've longed for?
Yes, my chocolate soldier.
Mm-hmm. Hooray! We'll have a wedding after all. Two weddings!
Over,
Alex and Strauss are better than proper soldiers. It's been a brilliant performance, and the bravos bring out to Miss Mary and Claire as Medina, to James Melton as Bummerly, for splendid singing by Annette Burford, Ray Charles, Mark Love, and Earl Wilkie, and Helen Barker. Our thanks to principals and chorus, to Mr. Weber and the orchestra, and to a splendid dramatic cast headed by Olin Shule, Fran Carlin, and Brett Morrison, with Cornelia Osgood, Nina Clowden, Marvin Miller, Dick Good, Bob Jellison, and Stan Harris. Next Saturday evening at the same time, the Chicago Theater of the Air will present Giacomo Puccini's beautiful and poignant Japanese tragedy, Madame Butterfly. The opera will be streamlined for radio presentation. Recitative will be replaced by dramatic dialogue to afford perfect understanding. The shimmering arias will be beautifully sung by Miss Marion Flair as Cho-Cho-San and Mr. Charles Pullman as Lieutenant Pinkerton. That's next Saturday, Miss Marion Flair and Mr. Charles Pullman in a new streamlined version of Madame Butterfly. These Saturday evening presentations of splendid music and drama will come to you week after week through the facilities of WGN and the Mutual Network. The entire series is under the personal direction of William A. Bacher. Tonight's performance rights were by courtesy of Tams Whitmark. Watch WGN and Mutual. John Weigel speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. The entire series is under the personal direction of William A. Bacher. Tonight's performance rights were by courtesy of Tams Whitmark. Watch WGN and Mutual. John Weigel speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.